Gary Stephen Anderson, Aussie rock singer, television presenter slash reporter and actor. He's done it all. He's been lead vocalist with hard rock band Rose Tattoo since 1976 and on Australia Day 1993 made a member of the Order of Australia for his role as a youth advocate. He's heading to Darwin this weekend for one tropical day at the Darwin Ski Club. Angry Anderson.
Good morning, and it is a good morning too. It's beautiful.
Yeah, every day is a bonus, I reckon.
Well, there's that. You know, every day you draw breath and, everything's still working as well as it can. That's a great day.
Mike, when was the last time you performed?
We were called back in March of last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were a couple of weeks into our first European tour for that year. We'd done 2 weeks, and they called us back, and we haven't worked since. So, like a lot of other people, I mean, when the bulk of your work is done overseas, that's a big hit. I mean, we had a month around or 5 weeks around Australia with the Under the Southern Stars tour, which still might go ahead later this year with Cheap Trick and Stone Temple Pilots and a couple of other overseas bands.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, everything gets postponed or rejigged for, rescheduled for, you know, like later in the year or even next year. So we're just sort of like many people in the industry, we're just sitting around waiting for things to get back to sanity.
Well, it looks like we're coming out of COVID now, which is a positive sign. So, but like you said, international borders probably won't open up for a couple of more years. But if we can get around the country, at least in Australia, well, that's something, isn't it?
Yeah, I think one of the things that, I was just up in Darwin recently for a shoot and a fish, which, I'm up there about two or three times a year most years.
What was that for, sorry?
To shoot and fish.
Oh, I thought you said to shoot a fish. What's going on there?
No. You catch them on a line and you shoot other things. But anyway, I think Darwin's in a unique position because it's kind of one of the, well, it's the only territory so far that's actually, to my knowledge, it's opened up, right across the board. So which includes, bands like mine. And there's a bit of work going around, it's very selective, but there's politics involved. I don't know why. Maybe health issues, whatever, I don't know. But there are some people seem to be getting work and others not.
Mate, you've done a lot of TV work. I grew up watching you on A Current Affair back in the day. You and Ray, you'd get out there and do some fantastic work for charity. How was that experience?
It was very rewarding. I mean, I got my start in television in 85 with Ray after being sort of like discovered, I suppose, working with a couple of groups in and around the Cross with kids. I wasn't really working. I was just sort of hanging out and trying to help youth workers or trying to, bridge the gap between them and street kids. But having said that, got my start in television in 85 and worked with Ray on Midday right through until 90, and then 91 to 96 we did a series through Current Affair with which was called Challenge. And I mean, apart from the fact that when I got my first start in television, the band had just folded up after several years of pretty hard touring and hard living, and so it came at the right time. But it allowed me to be a stay-at-home dad, which was the most important thing in my life at that time.
Yeah. Speaking of mid-80s, Angry, of course, well, a song of yours that catapulted right across the world was Suddenly, because the old Charlene and Jason song, wasn't it? Neighbours.
It's become known as that. And I'm not ungrateful for that notoriety, but that album was recorded a couple of years before at least a year and a half before the wedding. And Kylie told me at the time, around about that time, that it was she that chose that song to be the wedding song. So, yeah, it sort of, and that album was wrongly released as the Rose Tattoo album. It was always meant to be my first solo album for Mushroom, and then I went a couple of years later, produced another one, a solo album, and Bounce of Glory came off that, and And after that, I parted ways with Mushroom. But yeah, it was a very interesting exercise, because what it sort of showed people was that people aren't one dimensional, and even these days, can't get away from under the moniker of being like a hard rocker. But there's more to any artist, and that's another side of me. The I grew up with Crooners, Sinatra, and all those people. So yeah. I have a propensity to write, and I will record in the future more of sort of a torch. I wouldn't call them love songs, but
we've all got a favourite Rose Tattoo song. This is mine. I'm wondering whether you'll sing this coming weekend. Have a listen to this. Memories?
very much memories, because that came off the same album.
Yeah.
As Suddenly Came Off, and it was the first single off that album.
It's a ripper song.
I think quite wisely, the late and great Michael Gudinski should take credit for this, that he said, let's launch the album with a song that really, really speaks of you as a solo artist. And I'd written that song about the language of whales and how they communicated underwater by singing, which is and it was a new concept in those days, as far as I did a lot of explaining about what the song was actually about, because people said, well, explain the motivation behind it. And I'd watched a doco on the language of whales, which is singing, and I thought, well, that was very appropriate. So I wrote that lyric, and I'm glad you picked it, because it's one of my favourite songs. And later on this year, I'm going to launch my own band, probably called just Angry Anderson & Co.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing all that material, so you will hear that song again live.
You've got to play it this weekend, though.
No, it's not a Tat song, so we don't play it as a Tat. When I launch my solo band, my own band, we'll play it a lot, obviously.
So what can we expect this weekend, then? What sort of music?
The hardcore Tats people know what to expect. The
Rock and Roll Outlaw?
Rose Tattoo has always been synonymous or known for real traditional rock and roll, which is swing, boogie. Mm. And that's why we call ourselves a rock and roll band. We're not a rock band. We are a traditional swing rock and roll band. It's good time music. It's dance music. It's a music that puts a smile on your face and gets your heart beating.
That's what it's all about, eh? Music's my therapy,
mate. Absolutely. It's the celebration. And you can tell that by the lineup of the bill. That it's going to be a very varied bill. I mean, there's John Stevens on top of the bill, and he'll be doing selections, as I understand, from his Noise Work days and his Flirtation with In Excess, as well as some of his own tunes. Daryl Braithwaite, of course, always a delight because of his musical history. Ourselves to provide the heavy rock and roll concept, if you like, or the component.
Yep.
And Mahalia Barnes, who's must be something in the water they drink down in that Barnes household, but she's a sensational singer. It's been described as a fusion of jazz and blues. I've seen her work before, and absolute delightful woman and amazing voice.
Yeah, the Barnes family, she had music flowing through her veins at a very young age. She started off with the Tin Lids, remember them?
Yes, yeah. Actually. There was a few occasions back in those days, which is when Jackie Barnes played drums with the Tats before last.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember spending a couple of holidays where we would just, it wasn't planned, but we would happen to be at the same place with all our kids together. So the kids have known one another, and I've known Jim's kids since they were babies, actually. So it was a great experience to have first come to know Jackie as a baby, and then all these years later, seeing him play drums with his dad, and
Yeah.
I said to him at that time, I said, you know, I'd love to have you in a lineup at some stage. And then years later, of course, he played, like I said, he played drums with the Tats for toured overseas and in Australia. So that was year before last. So that was a lovely experience.
And here you are with Mahalia this weekend.
Yeah, well, I'll be side of stage watching intently because she's, like I said, you know, she's a great singer.
Yeah. And will you stick around Darwin for a while or are you just up for the concert, then you're back to Sydney?
No, actually. These days, like a lot of musos, I'm very grateful to have a day job. So it'll be back home on, which unfortunately, Anzac Day will be travelling. But yeah. I would have liked to, if it's... depending on the flight time, you know, but we'll be out again on the Sunday. So, but like I said, you know, recreationally, I sneak into town two or three times a year at least to come up and have a few days off fishing and shooting.
Have you got a favourite town or a pub that you visit?
Every pub's my favourite pub.
Still enjoy a beer?
As long as they keep making it, I'll keep drinking it.
You can't help but drink in Darwin. It's just the weather for it every day, mate.
Well, you know, it's, you know, I always laugh at the, I don't laugh at Brisbane or Queensland, but, you know, like great every day and perfect every day and better the next or whatever it is they say. Yeah. And I just think, you know, I've been up there and, you know, it's been pretty ordinary, but I've never had a bad day in Darwin, I've got to say. And I was there for a shorter visit a while ago. I wanted to experience the wet, you know, during the season of the rains. And even though we were stuck inside most of the time, it was sensational. It was a great experience. But, yeah, I love Darwin. I just think it's just one of the magical places, you know, in Australia.
Well, you're right at the tail end of the wet. The dry starts officially on the 1st of May, so you might see some rain on the weekend. But nonetheless, the concert's going to go ahead. Whether rain, hail or shine, and we can't wait for one tropical day this coming Saturday. Tickets at DTix as well. Yourself with John Stevens, Darryl Braithwaite, Mahalia.
Yep, it's going to be a beauty. It's going to go off like a frog in a sock.
I even know that one myself, yeah. Cheers, Angry.
Thanks, brother. No whackers. See you, brother.
See you, mate.